CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
4DJW, KO4NUE. Please notify K4ROW, Richard, and KI4LZI, Andy. I have traffic for them tonight.
Okay, Chad, we'll do that. I've got you down for one piece of traffic to KI4LZI Andy and a piece of traffic for K4ROW Rich or Richard. Anything else, Chad?
One piece of traffic to both parties. If neither one of them, if only one check in, then but it'll be to both of them the same message.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll let them know if either one of them checks in. I'll let them know you have a piece of traffic. You're going to hang around for the formal portion of the net just in case one of them shows up. Sounds good. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, is there any other formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot pool. We're going to begin with the pre-net check-ins this evening. We have W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Travel Dressed. KW4TS, that's Jim. And Jim is over in Pelzer. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. KI4LZI, that's Andy, checked in with pre-net, so he may not be checking in. Usually that means they're not going to be here, but he may. We'll find out. KO4RUR, that's Chris over in Greenville. K4XMR, that is Melvin, who is over in Prosperity. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Leroy. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net. Sundays at 8 o'clock. Day after tomorrow, he'll be calling that 14664 net with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop in with Sid. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. N4WHM, that's Bill. He's down in Hartwell. Good to have you with tonight, Bill, if you're listening. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Appreciate you being with tonight, Pat. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you with tonight, Bill. And KO4NUE, that's Chad, checking in from Campobello this evening. Good to have you with tonight, Chad. And now we're going to take a pause for any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net or have done it very little and aren't quite sure of the protocol. Just go ahead and call my call sign, W4DJW, and I'll take it from there. Okay, nothing heard tonight, but we'll be sure to continue to try and see if we can find some new amateur radio operators. We have one Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4AFT. That's Michael sounding good over Echo Link from Central South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Michael. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us this evening. Okay, tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the stations whose first letter of the suffix their call begins with letters U through Z. First letter of the suffix your call starts with U through Z, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Foxtrot Kilo 4 Alpha, check me in now.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Name is Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Number 4 Uniform Zulu, my name is Mike. Also checking Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, that's my wife Nancy. We're over here in the suburbs of Gray Court, and we'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
W.
Please check in out of turn, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm actually mobile in Greer tonight. 7-3 to you, Dave, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, that was a good group to start the net off with this evening. I could like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith, sounding good from Columbus. Keith, the propagation is in your favor because you sound good over the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Good to have you with us tonight. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in southern Greenville County. Good to have you tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good as well. And for UZ, that's Mike. He's over in Gray Court. Bring with him AF4ET. That's Nancy. They're in the suburbs of Gray Court. Good to have you tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello. And KO4NNH, that is Fred, who is mobile in Greer. Good to have you tonight, Fred. Be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the uniform through Zulu Group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it right along to the Alpha through Delta Group. Station with the first letter of the suffix of call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Please list KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down in Malden via telephone relay. And I have an announcement when you get time.
Or DJW. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, and KI4MLN, that's Al. He's over in Malden. And Gary and Joy are over in Easley. Gary, I've got you down for comments. And you've got one piece of traffic, or you've got one announcement. You want to go ahead with your announcement, Gary?
Finish recognizing the group there, Dave, and then I'll give it.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4BLH, that's Kurt, who's over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Kurt. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave, who's over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Dave. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Gary, go ahead with your announcement.
KW.net, KI4DOS. Go ahead and put a number one on this. You can count it as a piece of traffic. Saturday, which is tomorrow, we have the VE testing at the Red Cross at 940 Grove Road in Greenville. We'll be there about 9 o'clock and we'll get started. There is a new requirement. They want you to have your FRN number. If you do not have an FRN number, you need to go online and get that before you come to the test session. That's just another new requirement. Other than that, you need a piece of picture ID. $10 is the cost. The cost has not gone up, but we will be there tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road for VE testing. If you want to upgrade or if you are wanting to get your license and you don't haven't done it before. But if you haven't done it before, again, you need to get an FRN number. You can go to the FCC website and go to the amateur radio section, and there's a place in there to get your FRN. Other than that, Dave, that's all I've got on the announcement. Back to you.
Okay, Gary, we do appreciate you bringing that to everyone's attention so that they were planning on going, and they will not miss it tomorrow at 9 a.m., 940 Grove Road. Appreciate that, Gary. Does anybody need any fills on Gary's announcement? Okay, nothing heard for now, Gary, but wish you guys good luck recruit and graduate a bunch of new amateur radio operators tomorrow, and I'll be back to you in a little bit with the RAG2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, they must all be hanging out and waiting until second shift because we're missing quite a few in that group. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call, it begins with letters E through H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Kettler, North Carolina. Good evening, Dave. All negative and negative tonight, thanks.
No. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Have a good evening. 7-3 to that.
Hotel Juliet Portable, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Harry. You're sounding good. KO4HKX, that's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Patrick, you're sounding good as well, which is always the case. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor. Gene, I haven't forgotten about you, but hopefully I'll have an opening before the 15th, but if not, it should be a whole lot easier after that. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it right along to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call, it begins with letters I through L. Will I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
HAW, N, Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve, and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
HAW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, that's KO4, JKB, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments, 73 to everybody on the net.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, this is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We'll make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, James. You're sounding good. And KE4IR, and that is Steve, who is in Inman. Steve, I used to have you in Greer. Is that a permanent thing? I need to update my database.
On that, Dave, yeah, I did move over about, I guess it was almost 2 years ago.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take Greer out. I have both of them in there right now with the parentheses around the latest one, Emin. I'll just remove Greer. Thank you for that update. Do take care, stay safe, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, you're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounding good. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got that group. We'll go ahead now to the Mike Through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. In Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, Melvin, and also KZ4TAM, that's Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, that's Pam, my wife. We're located in Hendersonville, and we have no traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net.
W4DJW. And out. November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee. This is Mary, and I am mobile in easily. Hello to all on the net. Thank you. Bye.
DJW, please
check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
AJW. AJW, good evening, Dave. Thanks for calling the net and all you do for the net. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt, up here on Lake Bowen and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. AC6IW, Jeff in Greenville.
4DJW. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Radio Victor, KO4RRV. Checking in.
Okay, that's a most excellent group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4MHE, that's Melvin, over in Hendersonville, bringing with him KZ4PAM, that's Miss Pam. Good to have you with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're sounding good from Hendersonville, North Carolina. And N4MRY, that's Miss Mary. She's mobile over in Easley. Miss Mary, be careful out there on the mobile. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, bring with her. KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Appreciate you bringing Rick and Michelle with you tonight. Miss Lorena, I was looking for you guys in the Alpha through Delta group, but it doesn't matter. Whatever group you come in, that's fine, as long as you're here. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. K4OIM, that's Walt. He's over in M, and that's our Tuesday night net control operator. Walt, do appreciate you being here tonight, and do appreciate all the communication that you've been doing to all the new hams, bringing them up to speed. That's, you and Gary are doing a mighty fine job on that. I appreciate you guys doing that, because if you don't tell them, they'll know. So you guys are doing great work. Appreciate that. KC6IW, sorry about that, Jeff, over in Greenville. Jeff, we're here every single night. This is your first time checking in with me. Just to let you know, we're here every single night, 365 days a year. Same frequency, no tone. Do appreciate you stopping by with us tonight. Welcome to the area if you're new from Sixland. It's good to have you with us tonight, and look forward to having you here many, many more nights, unless you're just like visiting and passing through. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. KO4RRV, that's Miss Dana. Good to have you with us tonight, Dana, from Traveler's Rest. You're sounding good. Into the 6-1 repeater, Dana. Appreciate you taking the time to check in here this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. Just a correction on the call.
Okay, Jeff, and it is in my log as AC6IW. Just my brain replaced the alpha with a kilo. It's just sometimes my brain does that. So I appreciate you calling that to my attention, but it is in my logbook. Good, and it's good to hear you back on the radio after years of being away. It's always good to hear ham radio operators returning years later. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to go to the patient group now. The patient group for Friday night is Quebec through Tango. If the first letter or suffix of your call begins with letters Q through T and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Whiskey Oscar 1, Delta Mike Whiskey, Kilo Alpha X-ray, negative.
Okay, I think that was a perfect double. So, the one that has an X-ray in your call, because X-ray came, very few words came through, but the word X-ray came through. So the one with an X-ray in your call, go, and then the other one, go after that.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. I'm Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. In Whiskey November 4, Sierra. Chris in Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of them.
JW. Q
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. This is Anna. I'm in Campobello, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Okay, we got those two stations this time. Jim, you and Chris, equal. Neither one of you really exceeded the other one. So Jim from Easley and Chris from Lyman, with the power and antenna and radio and everything that you've got, you guys are pretty much equal into the repeater. Net Control Lock recognize KO4RAX. That's Jim over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Jim. Do appreciate you coming back a second time and getting checked in. WN4S, that's Chris, who's over in Lyman. Chris, you're sounding good when you're by yourself into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna up in Campobello. You're sounding good into the repeater, Miss Anna. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. And tell Chad, we hope he's doing well as well. And if he's got any questions about that package I sent him for net control operator, just tell him to get in touch with me. KN4TZW, that's Gabriel over in Hendersonville. You're sounding good into the repeater this evening, Gabriel. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. It's KO4IBB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative negative, and good evening everyone on the net.
For Zulu Golf Alpha, name's Robert, and I'm calling in from Piedmont. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, that last station has wires turned on. You probably have a Yaesu radio. And it probably has that little atomic button has been pressed once. So it has a little atomic symbol in your LED, right? If you want to press that once and turn that off and try it in. What I got, what that does is covers up your first two letters. So I got a 4 Zulu Golf Alpha, I think. And that's Robert Malden. So that may be the right one, but it may not be. So you want to try that one more time. Either turn that atomic symbol off, right? That's your wires functionality, or just pause for a little bit if you don't know exactly how to turn it off. Just key up, count to three, and then start talking, and we'll get you checked in.
That was KN4ZGA, and it is Robert, and I'm now in Piedmont versus Malden.
Okay, Robert, that was just a guess. That was a wild guess. I guess everybody gets lucky every now and then. And you did get it turned off because there was no beeping that time. That control I recognize, KO4IPB. That's Paul over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Paul. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to be here. And KN4ZGA, that's Robert, who is now in Piedmont and no longer in Malden. And sounding good without the wires turned on, Robert. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is KI4DOS. Gary, you got a brand new clean shiny stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. We had a productive day today. My super loop antenna came down here Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon in the storms or whenever that was. And one corner up at the top left-hand corner, as I'm looking at it from the house, the wire broke into right there in the insulator. And the rest of it was hanging up in a couple of different trees. So I went out and then, believe it or not, I checked into the sideband net with it like that. It was like I was QRP, but they finally heard me and got got me checked in. But then later I went on to another antenna and got down there and they could hear me a lot better. But I got out there today and redid that whole antenna. I had some copper-clad steel wire out there in the barn, and That stuff's real stiff and it's hard to work with, but I made me a new super loop antenna out of that. And it's about a total of 248 feet long from one side of the ballon to the other. And checked into the sideband net with it after I got it up in the air tonight. And I was about 10 over S9 down on the coast. So I figured that was working well enough. An old rip over Spartanburg, NB4Q called the net tonight, and he heard me with no problem. So that was the biggest thing I got done today, Dave.
Okay, M4DOS, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just syncing up with the repeater there. Well, Gary, that's great. You make me wish my super loop was up now. My super loop did really, really good. And I've got one super loop that I built originally after, I don't know if you remember, the guy over in Gaffney. He was a Kenwood guy, and he drove trucks, but he took the time to cut and recut and cut again and the Carolina super loop, and actually came up with some better numbers. And I used his numbers to build mine. This was many, many, many years ago. And I built mine after his. He had a drawing out there somewhere, and I built mine after with his numbers. And, boy, that thing was good. I got Tom one built like that, too, as well. Gave him those same numbers. He liked his quite a bit. But those are great antennas. I like my mystery antenna, but I think I like the super loop just a little bit better. But mine blew down, I guess it was a couple years ago, and I had it sitting here in the office. And one day while I was in a long meeting and I wasn't talking, I went over there and picked that thing up and I started going through it and found the break in the wire. I had already pulled it out of the trees and I fixed it. I repaired it and got it ready to go back up outside and I put it in a box. And when I was cleaning up, I came across that box and said, oh yeah, I got to hang that antenna. So I've been doing without one for quite a while. I'm going to be glad to get mine back up in there. I know you like that one.
For that antenna, that was Dewey, KN4WD. He looked online and found KN4WD. He says that stands for Kenwood. But that was Dewey. I hadn't heard him in a long time. But that's where I got my measurements as well. But I put that thing up by myself today. And that's not the easiest one in the world to put up by yourself. But I got it up, and as a matter of fact, Dewey wound me a ballon, a 4-to-1 ballon. And then I was talking to him one night about, I don't know, he got off work at 12:30, and he was on his way home, so it was after 12:30. And I was talking to him, and he said that he had tried his with a 6-to-1 ballon. And I said, really, how's it work? And he said, well, he said that. He said, I don't have to do much to it anymore. He said, I leave the antenna setting and I change the inductor when I change bands. He said, I don't have to fool with the other two capacitors, you know, there are capacitors on it. And he said, it works great. So I said, well, how did you make that 6-to-1? And he told me. And I went out in the barn. I had some pipe and all that. I need to get two-inch caps. And I built me a 6-to-1. And that's what's on the bottom of mine now. So, but like I said, it seems to work real good. And the noise level is down on it. And, you know, it doesn't have quite as much noise as some of the other antennas. I really like it. It's pretty good antenna as far as I'm concerned. But tell you what, putting up both ends and putting the insulators and the ladder line stub and all that on it, it takes some time. The hardest part was pulling it up in the air. I pulled up one side and then I pulled up the other side a little ways and worked it back and forth till I got it up there. The only thing I didn't do was I did not attach my ladder line, that stub, to the ballon. And it's blowing in the breeze, so I'll probably drop it back down here in a day or two and take a couple of zip ties or something and wrap that ladder line to the ballon so it doesn't blow around quite as bad. But got that done, and like I said, I come in and checked into the sideband net. Everything seems to be working fine now, so that made me happy.
Well, Gary, I'm glad you could remember Dewey's name and his call sign. it wasn't coming to me to the top of my head, but I got a Dewey wound 4-to-1 ballon as well. I had mine up and running, and I had a 4-to-1 ballon that I got from the wire man years ago, and I just had it up there, and Dewey came to the club meeting one night and brought me one of his 4-to-1 ballons. So I just put it in that same box that's got the super loop in it now as a backup in case the one I got from the wire man ever quit. So I haven't put that one in there. That's fresh and new. So if my other ballon goes bad, if I get a lightning strike or anything, the only problem with mine is I didn't have copper clad steel like yours. And I imagine yours is 14 gauge copper clad steel, which was kind of thin compared to, I think I had 12 gauge house wire and copper, all copper 12 gauge house wire. And that is heavy. So like you said, getting that's a lot of wire to pull up in the sky. And so, yeah, that you got to have gloves on when you're pulling that rope and tightening that thing to get it flat across the top because it's so heavy. And then after years and years of being up there, it stretched quite a bit. I think I had to cut 6 feet out. I think that length over the years, I had to cut 6 feet out of it because it stretched that much, Gary, to get it back into tune. But I've had mine go on the ground like yours did. And not know it was on the ground, and I was tuning it and noticed there was some difficulty tuning, didn't know what the problem was till I cut the grass. When I cut the grass, there's my antennas hanging right in my face when I'm making a pass in the backyard, and I say, okay, well, that explains why it's hard to tune. But anyway, those are some good antennas. No matter how you build them, they just do good. They pick up, they really do they pull the signals out. And like you said, the noise isn't bad either. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I did not use 14-gauge copper-clad steel. I had some, I still got a whole bunch of it out there, but it's 10-gauge. It's a little bit heavier than 12-gauge wire that you put in the house, and it's solid. It's not stranded. What I had up was stranded, and it was 10-gauge as well, but it was copper. And when I went out there and found it, of course, with it bouncing up and down and all of that, the wire had worked back and forth on the insulator and worn the insulation off of it. And then, of course, it started eating through the wires. And this last storm event, with a little bit of wind and stuff that we had come through, it took it down. But this 10-gauge copper-clad steel, I don't think it's going to come down anytime soon. But I had to take two pair of pliers and stuff to bend it and twist it around. And then, I took sandpaper and cleaned the copper where it had oxidized a little bit, where I made the connections. And got it all put up and got it put together, and it seems to be working fine. So, but mine is heavy. And another thing that I did today was I had some ceramic insulators that you put the wire on one side and the rope on the other, or if you got two pieces of wire, they overlap each other, so should the insulator break, it's not going to fall to the ground. The rope's going to catch the wire, or the wire's going to catch the rope, and it's not going to fall to the ground. So, but those insulators were, they were about 2 inches by probably an inch and a half square, 2 inches long and an inch and a half square. So they were pretty heavy themselves, and I pulled those up, and then I pulled the rest of it up as well. But it is pretty heavy antenna, especially with that 6-to-1 ballon down there on the bottom of it. But I use that, I guess it's probably 3/8 parachute cord. I got it from the wire man as well, and it works real well. And it's real hard to break.
Well, that 10 gauge is going to be heavy. You're right. That's going to be heavier than my pure copper solution. But being copper clad steel, it's not going to stretch. That's the good thing. That's what I like about the Wireman's copper clad steel. And I use 14 gauge because it works really good. I think 12 gauge and 10 gauge probably a little bit overkill, but yours probably won't ever break, being copper clad steel and being 10 gauge. So that's probably up there until the trees come down. But glad to hear you got that going good, and it's not going to stretch on you like mine did. But mine took like 15, 20 years to stretch that much. It's been up since. I think that's one of the first HF antennas I ever put up, and I still got it, and it still works. I just have to put it back up in the sky. But glad you're. I got to get back to checking in on the South Carolina single sideband net too. I've got a whisper beacon that's running on my mystery antenna, 24x7x365. It never shuts off. And it switches between 30 meters, 40 meters, and 20 meters. It's 20 during the day, 30 at gray line, and then 40 at night, and then 30 at gray line, and then back to 20 during the day. So it just keeps switching. It rotates around 20, 30, 40, 30, 20, 30, 40, 30. It just goes round and round in circles like that. Makes a lot of good contacts. I can see propagation I can see those sunspots coming up through the propagation that I see on the screen. So I can tell when propagation goes away and everything's just limited to the United States versus when propagation comes back and I'm connected to Europe and Australia with a few hundred connections each. So I enjoy that quite a bit. And it's not a lot of work, right? It runs itself. So when you get lazy, that's the thing that you move to, Gary.
SKI-4DOS. Let the man on the mountain have his say. Well, Dave, the reason I went with 10 gauge is it's a little more broad banded than the 14 gauge. Not by a whole lot, but it's bigger in diameter, so it's a little more broad banded. But it seems to be working good, and I'm real happy to get it back in the air. When you get ready to put yours up, just give me a holler, and I'll see if I can run over there and help you get it up in the air. I'll bring my slingshot. And of course, you got slingshots, and you got the thing to do it with. You got the drone. I'll figure it out in a minute. You got that drone that you can raise up in the air and drop the line wherever you want it. So I'd like to do that one time just to see how it worked. But other than that, Dave, I guess that's about all I've got over on this end of town. The second shift ought to be in by now. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. And, tell Miss Amy we said hello, and look forward to doing it again sometime soon. 4DJW in the net, KI-4DOS.
Net control. 4NUE. Gary, can you hang on just for a second?
Hey, Chad, I'll get you back with Gary in just a minute. Gary, that was a hex copter, is what you were looking for. It's had six motors on it, not a quad. I got quads, but they're not big enough to carry that up in the air that high. But the hex is big enough. It carries it really easy. So I think that's what you were looking for. Anyway, Gary, appreciate you being around. Don't go anywhere. Chad's looking for you. I do have an EchoLink station there that I'd like to get through, Chad, and then I'll get you and Gary connected together. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. That's our Monday night net controller, along with AA4RM and W2MJB. That's Mark. That's her other half over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. KO4NUE, Chad, go ahead and call your station.
Yes, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KI4DOS. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Gary. Listen, you still going to let me ride in your hip pocket next Wednesday?
Yeah, if you're up to it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the net control position on, I'll get with Dave and figure out whatnot that he wants me on. But I want to ride along with you on Wednesday night. I've been tracking everybody for the last 3-4 nights, and I don't know, for some reason I keep coming up one short. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'll figure it out. But I'll get with you via email or something. Your email up on QRT. Touch with you somehow, and maybe you tell me how you want to do it, and because I just take all directions from you to figure out what's going on. But I appreciate you letting me do this and try to figure things out. So that's all I got, Gary. Thank you.
I'll be listening for you. You can either call me or shoot me an email or whatever. My phone number is
864-567-1101. Can I give you a holler tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon, I've got VE testing first thing in the morning, so I'll be over there at the Red Cross building from 9 till probably 10:30 or 11 o'clock, somewhere in that neighborhood. So anytime after 11, I'd say would be fine.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Back to net control.
Okay, glad we could get you guys together. And Chad, if you have any questions about the email package that I sent you, you can give me a call as well. I'll be busy in the morning just like Gary will be, but I'll be free in the afternoon. So if you have any questions, if you're experiencing any difficulties, don't hesitate to call. You've got both my numbers there in that email. Any other stations, we're ready for second shift now. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, KC4EZN for a little right to you when you come back around.
JW. Kilo Bravo 1, the Bravo November Tango, James and Taylor's, negative and negative.
W. Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ALDO, Rich and Grable. Good evening. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K1BNT. That is James over in Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, James. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And you are number 50 this evening, so you get the Wednesday night KI4DOS door prize. You can see Gary for what that is. I think it's just recognition. But anyway, James, appreciate you being here. You got the door prize this evening. And net control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich over in Greenville. Rich, stick around, because you have traffic coming your way. So don't go anywhere, Rich. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that sounds like we've got them all for now. And, Harry, I will be back to you. I didn't forget you. I'll be back to you for Act 2 in just a minute. KO4NUE, Chad, you still there?
Sure, I am.
Okay, Chad, so you're ready to pass your traffic to K4ROW. Rich, go ahead and call your station.
OW, KO4NUE, you there, Richard?
Yeah, K4ROW.
Okay, I just wanted to pass along to you concerning our conversation last night concerning ham operator Kilo Alpha Zulu Alpha X-ray Quebec, Kenny Sams. I was able to make contact with him today. He is alive and well and is healthy. And I told him that you and KF4LZI Andy were asking about him. And he said hello, and I have a cell phone number for you, but I had rather not put out his cell phone number without his permission. So my cell phone number, if you're interested, is 864-915-9166.
You can contact me if you would like to contact Kenny, and I have his personal cell phone number. But he is alive and well. He said he just got tired of the hobby and has just laid the radios down. And he also is in his grace period on his expiration for his license. So that's all the information I have for you, and I hope that answered your questions. If you see Andy or talk with Andy in the next day or so, please pass along to him the same information, or I'll get him next time I hear him on the air. This is KO4NUE. If you have any questions, please let me know, Richard.
Flies. I just wanted to make sure his license that I was the only thing that expired. He'd been in the hobby a long time, and usually he might just leave the hobby but keep the license. But I'm glad. I appreciate it. Much obliged to you. K4OW.
Back to you, Net Control.
Well, I'm glad you were able to pass that traffic, Chad, and I know I speak for many others who are worried about Kenny, that you have relieved us of our worry, because I was worried about him. I used to mix him up with Voice of America. We did have the guy that did the Voice of America on this repeater for quite a while. His name was Alex, and Kenny sounded like Alex, and I used to call Kenny Alex all the time. I used to mess up calling him that. But he had a really good voice, like the guy that ran that was known as Voice of America for many, many years. Anyway, we appreciate that, Chad. Appreciate you letting everybody know that with your passenger traffic. One more call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, KK4JBQ.
Go ahead, Larry.
I'd like a personal with Chad, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, call your station.
UE, KK4JBQ.
Go ahead, Larry, I'm here.
I have to thank you personally for making sure Kenny was still with us. I do thank you for that. And also, if you're always coming up one short on the total that the net control is registering, then it could be that net control counts themselves. And if you don't count the net control operator in your count, you'll be one short. KK4JBQ.
That's it. I appreciate that, Larry. Appreciate it. Thank you. KO4NUE. And I'm clear. Back to you, Net Control.
Thank you. Back to W4DJW.
Well, thank you for that, Larry, because we do this so much we forget, and I'm glad you reminded. John with no H, the other John with no H, the one that moved up to Greensboro, I never did tell him that. And he was always off by one. He couldn't figure out what was going on there until finally he dug into it and he figured it out. So I'm glad you brought that up early so that Chad won't be off by one. Appreciate that, Larry. KC4EZN, Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW and everybody else, KC4EZN, listening to you and Gary talk, between me and Fred on Wednesday, I have come up with a new antenna design. It's called a ground-terminated dipole. I had my, this was what I call my main antenna, and it was stretched from the chimney to a tree on each side of the house, and on the back end of my lot, there was a very large oak tree, which is now laying on the ground, and it took that side of that dipole down with it, and it also collapsed the, I had two pieces of this wide unistrut bolted together, bolted to my chimney to get it up above the roof of the house. And that broke off at the chimney. Don't think it hurt the chimney. And I've also got another tree leaning against the house, which I don't think has damaged the house. But the big oak tree is laid out in the middle of the backyard. Did not hurt anything, fortunately. But it took my antenna down, and It's the second version of that antenna that I have built. First time I built it out of 16-gauge copper weld, and somewhere it fatigued, and I had turned the radio on one night, and a tuner just acted funny, and I got out and found out that a piece of the antenna was missing. So when I rebuilt it, I made it out of 14-gauge copper weld. And right now, that half of the antenna on that side of the house, the feed point's laying on the roof. It goes down the roof, it drops down to the ground, goes under the tree, goes back up to the tree it was hanging from, and I had some parachute cord holding that end of the antenna up, but I had a pulley up in that other tree, and I had a cinder block on the end, and that cinder block's hanging about 10 feet up in the air right now. So, like I say, I now have that ground terminated dipole, and I have worked 5 stations on that thing tonight, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, a couple U.S. stations, and my tuner found a match. So I am a little bit less anxious now about getting back on the air, because my other alternative antenna was an elevated vertical hanging from a limb on that tree that fell over. And then I had that 20-foot flagpole antenna, which works pretty good on 20, 15, 10 meters. 30 meters works well enough, and 40 meters I have made contacts, but 20 feet's not much metal sticking up there. Anyway, when people start talking about all their nice antennas and all that stuff, I say half of mine's laying on the ground and it's still working, and I'm a somewhat happier ham than I was Wednesday night or Thursday morning when I went out and looked at the damage. Anyway, Dave, we'll turn that back to you, and like I say, we survived the storm. Antenna did not survive, and my erosion problem that I mentioned, I've got to go back and do some more remediation there. We had, I think, 2 inches of rain per hour for about 5 hours on Wednesday afternoon. I've never seen that creek behind my house that wide. It was about 8 feet wide, and it is now scoured clean. It even took the, somewhere back up the hill, somebody had dumped a tire with a wheel on it. That's gone, too. The water was that strong. But anyway, my antenna is working. Like I say, I'm a little less anxious about getting out and getting it back up in the air, because I've got to go back up on the roof, too, and the wife's not happy with that. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN, back to net.
Well, Harry, if I followed you correctly, it sounds like you've got a little bit of sloper, a little bit of vertical, and a little bit of leftover horizontal in that antenna. So no wonder your propagation, no wonder it's not a bird perch, it's an antenna. It's radiating. That's what's important. But yeah, be careful out there when you get back on that. No, I wouldn't recommend getting out there on that roof. Leave that to the young guys. All right, they'll come out there and they'll walk around on it like they're walking on a flat sidewalk. I wouldn't mess with that if I were you. Pay attention to your wife. She's smart. But appreciate you bringing that with you there, Harry. And glad you're still able to make contacts with it like that. I was able to make contacts with my super loop with most of it laying on the ground. And that tuner was able to tune it, but it was working really hard. But it was able to tune it. I remember my dad telling me he used to transmit off a railroad track. I guess you can transmit off just about anything. That seems like a ground rod, though, to me. But anyway, it is what it is. Appreciate that, Harry. Good luck. Stay safe. Don't crawl around out there on the roof. And one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Zulu, KO4MWZ. This is Daniel and Taylor's.
Okay, I got your comment. I'll be right back to you in just a second. Net control would like to recognize KO4MWZ. That's Daniel sounding good out of Taylor's this evening. Daniel, do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Comment, go ahead.
KI4DOS, I just wanted to tell Harry that if he had a dipole up, that's probably the counterpoise that's laying on the ground. It's not the the actual radiator, the center conductor on the part part of the antenna. But that, there's a, I was reading somewhere, I was looking, doing some antenna research the other day, and there is a loop antenna that is lays on the ground, and the guy said that he was getting great results out of it, but it was insulated. It was not bare wire. So that may have a lot to do with it as well. Just thought I'd make that comment. KI4DOS.